This is an interview with Marion Miller of Youngstown State University on the Shenango Valley during the Depression by Marilyn Lees at Majorie, Ohio, July 28, 1982 at 2 o'clock p.m. Okay, first of all, how long have you lived in the Shenango Valley? All your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When were you born, what year, and where at?
I was born January the 4th, 1914, on Syme Street. That's in Majorie.
In Majorie, Ohio. Okay. What were your parents' names?
Gladys and Glenn Samuels.
What nationality were they?
Welsh.
Welsh?
They were both born in Wales.
They were both born in Wales, and your father and mother immigrated here to America.
To America.
Together?
No. Father came first, he came to Pittsburgh, and he worked in a steel mill there. Then when Sharon Steel was called Hoop Mill, he came to Farrell, PA, and he roomed and boarded there. And my mother came over with her, she came over with an aunt. Yeah, her mother and father never came to this country. She came over with an aunt, and she came to Farrell, Pennsylvania. Worked in the what they call the tin mill. And she lived right next door to my father. She was being raised by an aunt, and he roomed and boarded next door, and that's how they met.
I see. Okay. How many children were in your family?
You mean my mother and dad's family? A dad, let's see.
No, in your family, in the...
You mean just my brother and I?
Yeah.
Just my brother and I.
Okay. How much older or younger?
I'm 9 years old.
You're 9 years older than your brother, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What did your father do for a living?
He worked on the 10-inch, it was called 10-inch hot mill down at Sharon Steel. His position was a chiller.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did your mother work at this time?
No. She never worked. She just did that, had to do housework when the Depression was on.
Okay. So when the Depression hit in the 30s, your mother then went out to work?
Worked to help.
Okay.
Because my dad only worked 4 days a month at Sharon Steel.
Four days a month?
4 days a month. So it was really rough,
What kind of work did your mother do?
Housework.
Just here around the neighborhood?
Yeah, just in the neighborhood. She didn't go any further.
Okay, and where did they live in Majorie?
We lived on Syme Street, because I went to Wapiet Street School for 4 years when we lived on Syme Street. Then we lived up the street on the Pennsylvania side. There's a little bungalow there, right below Bell Street. We lived upstairs, I think it was 3 rooms. While this house was being built, we lived in that 3-room apartment.
Okay. When did you move into
this one?
This present home? Do you remember around how old you were?
Yeah, because it'd be my first year at Addison. And what's Addison, 1923 or 25? I always try to think what's on the building.
I think it's 23.
That's when we moved here.
Okay. What were some of your duties as a child around the house?
Dusting, which I hated. I still do.
Yeah.
And taking care of my brother, and I was always mean to him. He had a little Buddy L dump truck, and I was so mad because my mother always made me mind him. And I pushed him down the street, and he fell out, and he got a terrible cut lip, and I got a good whipping for that. I was saving him because he was so much younger.
Anything else that was expected of you around the house?
No, because my mother would never let me in the kitchen when she was cooking or baking. Mm-hmm. I had to learn that all after I got married, because my mother never allowed me in the kitchen.
Okay, what kind of games did you play as a child?
We're just talking about that last night with the neighbors next door, and I said we played hopscotch, and we played red light, and Red Rover come over. The kids were playing that last night. Games like that.
What did your family do for recreation at this time, like during the Depression? Since money was tight, what kind of things would you do as a family?
Oh, we always liked to sing a lot. Like, just our family would sing old songs and stuff like that.
Did anyone, like, in your family play?
But nobody, my mother played the piano, that's
mm-hmm.
right. Yeah, my mother played the piano, and she had a sister who played the piano real well.
And your family then would come
just, yeah.
to a house and
yeah,
then just sing?
Sing, uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Did you go on picnics, like at Beale Park?
Not too many, but sometimes when my aunts would come, one down in Pittsburgh, we would go up by Conneaut, Ohio. We used to go
oh,
up there
yeah.
a lot on a picnic when they would
mm-hmm.
come to town, but
mm-hmm.
otherwise we didn't go much.
I see. Okay. Where did you go to school at?
I went 4 years to Lafayette, and then when Addison was built, I went there. I see a lot of my friends from way back. They went to Brookville Avenue School, but I never did.
I see.
My mother thought it was too far, but it really wasn't. I think it'd be about the same distance to Lafayette as it would be to Brookville
uh-huh.
Avenue.
But you lived in Ohio.
But I've always lived here, you know.
But you went to a Pennsylvania
mm-hmm.
school.
We paid $3
oh.
a month when I went to Lafayette.
Okay. Then you went to Addison
when
grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many grades were there?
5, 6, 7, 8. The four.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they had all 8 grades, but
oh,
I was starting
okay.
in a fifth.
They had 1 through 8
yeah.
there, and then you walked to school.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Probably about a half a mile.
Yeah.
Okay, and then where did you go after that?
Then I went to Brookville, the old Brookville High School.
Okay,
it's
which
called
is,
junior high
yeah,
now.
Yeah, junior high now. Okay.
And then I finished the high school.
Right, okay. How did you get to school?
We went on a bus then.
Okay, they had a bus that...
And you know how we went? We went out the old... Yankee Run Road all the way around up to the high school.
Oh, you didn't go right up old
no,
82?
No, we went way out Yankee Run Road and picked up all those kids.
Wow.
It was a long ride.
That would be.
Yeah, I always used to laugh about it. Because,
of course, the highway wasn't built.
No,
so
there was no road.
You went out that
yeah.
way. Wow. Okay. What were some of the subjects you had in high school?
I took all commercial subjects.
I see. What was discipline like?
At school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, strict. Hardly ever anybody got in trouble. It was at high school, it was really strict. Addison was where we had more trouble. In Miss Minnick, she was a teacher, a good teacher. But the boys were so bad, they'd get up and hit her and everything else. Oh, we had a bad bunch down there. Frank Kish lives on Brookville Warren Road. He used
uh-huh.
to beat up on Miss Minnick.
And nothing was ever done?
And the colored, there's a couple colored, she used to beat up on her. Oh, that poor teacher. She's always getting hit.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
But in high school, what did some of the troublesome kids, did they just
they didn't
drop
go.
Out?
See, they were too poor, and they didn't go on.
I see.
They did graduate. See, Frank Kish and those colored kids. It wasn't Sproul.
But they just simply dropped out.
Yeah, they dropped out. Those kids didn't go on.
I see. Okay, do you remember any of your favorite teachers?
Yeah, Henrietta McConnell, that's going to come to our reunions. She was our English teacher.
My dad talks about her.
Yeah, she's a great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
She knew her English. And who else? Oh, I liked them. Margaret Elk, she's still living, she lives
mm-hmm.
in Pennsylvania. She was the typing teacher in Shorthand. Those two were very outstanding.
Okay, you went to school then during the Depression. What type of school activities did they have for you since money was tight?
Well, I played girls basketball. I wasn't one of the outstanding ones, but I always played, even down in grade school,
mm-hmm.
I played girls basketball. We didn't play baseball then.
But they had sports for
yes.
boys
and
girls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
did they have a band?
Yes, they had a band.
Mm-hmm. And chorus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in the chorus. I was
uh-huh.
always in those, they called them operettas then.
Yeah, and like they had school plays?
In school plays.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
good. Okay. And it was, what was your favorite school activity?
I liked the chorus real well. And I like the basketball.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What year did you graduate?
1932.
What did you do after graduation? Because this would be like really into the depression years then?
Well, see, I stayed at home for a little while, maybe a few months, and then I got that job in housework, East Palestine, Ohio.
Okay, you worked then in East Palestine,
mm-hmm.
Ohio. Okay, how did you get there?
I had to go by bus. See, my dad worked turns, and they both weren't so thrilled. They were really angry at me going away from home to do housework. They were,
mm-hmm.
I said, well, I couldn't stay here. Things were so bad, and you didn't have no spending money, and you know, your parents couldn't give it to you anyway. And I said, well, I'm leaving home. I'm going away and work. So I did. So I just got that Youngstown bus and went. And then I'd come home on weekends.
Mm-hmm. How'd you hear about the job?
There was a lady down the street. It was her sister. So she says, oh, you'll like it. And she says, it's not like you're going into a strange family because it's
mm-hmm.
my sister. So
mm-hmm.
they needed somebody. And they couldn't get anybody. So she said, would you like to try it? And I said, yeah. So that's how I went.
Okay. How much did you get paid?
$3 a week.
$3 a week. And that was to do all the household chores?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do anything extra?
Well, see, after the one girl got married after she graduated from college and she had a baby, and sometimes they'd bring the baby there and I had a babysit their baby. But no extra. And then I worked in his office at night.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no extra pay.
And you lived
right there
in the
mm-hmm.
house? Okay. Let's see.
It wasn't bad, only the money was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was pleasant surroundings, and you're there all day by yourself. And it wasn't hard work, even though there was 10 rooms. But they were well-to-do people, and everything was just so, you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. At this time, like, what kind of things did young people do for fun? Like, where did you go on dates and things like that?
My girlfriend, she's still my girlfriend, her husband lived down by Sharon Steele Hoopa office, and my husband lived down there, and none of us had a car, and her boyfriend then, and then Abby and I, the four of us would walk up to way up on East State Street, it was a drugstore, I can't think of the name of it, and Deneen's Dairy, but there was a drugstore we used to go to, our favorite drugstore, and we'd go there and have a soda or a sundae and walk back down home over here. We'd walk,
wow.
walk, that's all we did was walk.
That would be, if it was on East State Street, that would be at least 3 miles, I mean one way.
We walked, you know, about every... Well, they couldn't go every night because they didn't have no money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Money wasn't plentiful. But a couple times a week we'd go, or then we'd go, maybe there was a Gable, or I don't know if the Columbia was there yet, or New Luna. We used to go to the show maybe once a week with them.
Okay, how much did it cost to get into the show?
I think around 5 cents.
A nickel. Like my dad said, you could just sit there and watch the same movie
over and over again.
Can you remember anything else that you used to do? Like, you mentioned before you went to prom.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have dances like that?
I don't think they had any dances. You only have that one prom, you know, my junior and my senior year. I never went to any dances.
Mm-hmm.
There was dances. I know some of the kids in Brookfield went. I think it was around Cortland. Well, they used to go roller skating, but I was never allowed to go. And then there was dances out in the country somewhere where they would go.
Mm-hmm.
But I was allowed to go, and I didn't have transportation anyway.
Yeah.
Unless you'd have some boy that had a car.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did very many people have cars around this area?
Mm-mm.
Everybody walked?
Walk.
What other kind of transportation was it? Like you mentioned, there was a streetcar?
There was a streetcar. Mm-hmm.
That went where from?
It'd go from up by Sharon Steele. Main office that down there on Irving Avenue and go way up on State Street. I don't know where it ended though.
Gee.
State Street comes.
And they had buses.
And then if you wanted to go to Youngstown, maybe you'd save enough and the boyfriend or the date would take you on the streetcar and you'd go all the way to Youngstown to Keith's Palace.
What was that?
That'd be some special show like the big bands of
mm-hmm.
long ago.
Oh,
they'd have
yeah.
stage shows and things like that.
Oh.
Yeah, we'd get to go once in a while, one of those.
How much was You remember to ride in the streetcar?
10 cents or a quarter, something like that.
And then to get into the show.
So it maybe 50 cents. It was a little more than down here.
Yeah,
it was only a
but that was considered an expensive evening.
Expensive evening.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Where did you go shopping at this time? Like grocery shopping, shopping for things for yourself.
Well, there were where Joe Rich's mother. It was Morgan's store because that's where we used to get the bus, and they had a grocery store there. We used to go there a lot. Where else do you remember that? Oh, I guess there was an A&P a long time ago. My mother always went to the A&P.
Did they have a system of like you could charge things?
Yes.
You could
buy
on credit.
Oh, a store on Irvin Avenue, down by that big place where they sell parts for automobile repairs and stuff. Down at the
mm-hmm.
bottom of Davis.
Well,
over there where the used to be a barber shop and all that, there was a grocery store, Shaffron's, that
mm-hmm.
we always would charge there. And you pay when, I think once a month, I think my
mm-hmm.
dad had to pay. And when you did, they give you a big bag of candy and you paid your bill.
Oh.
You get suckers and all kinds of candy.
Okay. Did you go, was there places in downtown Sharon to shop at?
Yeah, I think there was a Moore's store, which would be like the old Sharon store. There's
mm-hmm.
Moore's and Ants Batch and Mayer. That's like, I forget what that, I didn't know the more modern name. That's, those were the stores we went to.
Okay. What were holidays like at this time? Christmas, mainly Christmas, like during the Depression years?
Well, we didn't have turkey in those days. My mother would always have chicken. She'd always stuff a chicken, and she'd make fruit cake, and pies, and things like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
we never had turkey or anything. We just had chicken.
Did
stuff.
You have a tree?
Yes, she always had a little. She always got a tree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was it a family affair?
No, because see. We didn't have any relatives. The only relatives my mother had was a sister across the street.
I
so
see.
We didn't have no other relatives
mm-hmm.
here. So my mother and dad didn't have no one. They were all still in Europe.
I see. I see. Okay. Did you have a stocking?
Yeah. We always hung a stocking. Yeah.
What kind of things did they
It was just an old black stocking in those days. It was nothing fancy. I had an uncle that came from Cleveland, and he would visit us around Christmas time, and he always put an old potato, a lump of coal, and onions in our stockings.
Oh, no.
Just to tease us. Yeah,
uh-huh.
He'd always do that to tease us.
Okay. What was the mood of the people like during the Depression?
Oh, everybody was happy, even though you didn't have much. Oh, I don't know. It was just, everybody seemed so friendly and like they felt like they wanted to do more for you if they could.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a different atmosphere altogether. Just want to help one another.
I see. Well, what kind of things do people do to help each other out?
Well, some people would bake a lot of extra loaves of bread and ask if you needed a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm.
And people, my aunt across the street, they'd make, of course she had 5 children, and we make popcorn quite a bit, and they always share that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Do you think people shared more?
Yes, made homemade fudge and things like that.
Was the neighborhood, was it more friendly?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You knew your neighbor then.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
What did you do anything as a neighborhood? Like, did you have neighborhood parties or get-togethers?
No, nothing like that. But it just seemed like everybody wanted to help one another, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they weren't like that. They weren't that neighborly. Where they were neighborly to me when I lived in those apartments on Erie Street.
Uh-huh.
That was like 6 families together. We shared every Christmas, and this had nothing to do with Depression. That was after, a long
uh-huh.
time after when I was first married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we never had so much fun. We'd have a party about every week out in the backyard or at somebody's
yeah.
apartment there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy, that was a friendly.
What church did you go to at this time?
First Methodist.
First Methodist?
Mm-hmm.
Did the church help people out in any way? You can remember?
It probably did, but I had no access to that, but I imagine they did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did.
Okay. Can you remember what the reaction was toward FDR's New Deal when he was elected president?
Oh, people were just so happy and, boy, you know, thought it was, sometimes I think they thought it was a Lord coming or something, you know?
Uh-huh.
They just looked upon him like that.
Do you remember his fireside chats?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your family had a radio?
Yes, we had a radio. Mm-hmm.
And did you listen?
Yes,
and
everybody did. Listen to that.
Did you like schedule your night sometimes around
that? Mm-hmm.
So you would be home to listen to
them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
Like, well, last night I was so angry that Reagan, come on, and I want to watch the Launch Pad Mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Then people in this area, they look favorably upon FDR.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
They thought that his programs were going to turn out to be good.
Yeah.
Have a positive effect.
Right.
Okay. Are there any other personalities you remember at this time, like in the government or just around here, well-known personalities? Were there any, let's say, like actresses or?
Bing Crosby and Barbara, Perry Como, yeah, that type.
Did some of your songs, did they reflect the mood, you think?
Yeah.
Of the people? Can you remember any of them?
No, I can't remember any. I'm trying to.
The only one I can remember was like Happy Days Are Here Again.
Yeah, yeah, Happy Days Are Here Again.
Uh-huh.
It was a funny type song, but it was around that time. Yes, we have that one.
Okay, what kind of changes did the Shenango Valley go through at this time? Can you remember any, like, were any roads paved or things like that? Was State Line Road paved at this time?
No, it was dirt. It was dirt. Not too long ago, somebody was telling me all about Sime Street and about some streets going off Sime Street. They said, well, I should have remembered that, but I don't remember they were talking about Sime Street and the streets leading off. I said, oh, I don't remember them.
Was there any, did you know anybody that went into the CCC?
Yeah, that's another thing. Right catty corner, see, we used to have, it's still there, a great big stone at the end of my yard. Well, little house next to the pizza shop, their yard comes down.
Uh-huh.
And Lina, she was Lina Riles, Riles lived there. And her and I would always go through the little bit of alley and go, where did we get the bus at? I think we got it at Dave Street. Yeah. Or something. Oh, no, we got it at Morgan's store, Rich's store. We got the bus there. We did it at the corner here. And her brother, I remember, he didn't go on to high school. He went to the CCC camp.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of boys went. And it was good, very good. They just lived out. They had like little camps. And they cut down trees. They went far away. They weren't around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived, and they got real good food. And I forget how much they were paid. But they all liked that.
They
that
did.
That was wonderful. Uh-huh. And then fellows worked on WPA too,
mm-hmm.
but the CCC for the young people, it was wonderful. Just worked
people
outdoors,
around here,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
they all went.
I see. Yeah, my Uncle John went.
He went, didn't he? I thought he did.
Mm-hmm. He was sent to Toledo.
But I think he went out west somewhere, I remember, because he used to send pictures home, and it was like a big forest. Oh, it was beautiful.
Did he send money home?
Yeah, I think they had to.
Yeah.
I think they had to.
Okay, looking back, would you consider these the good old days, as some people refer to them as?
As far as the people, I think were so much better than now. Now, I know that their name is Davis's. Of course, we became quite close, Dangerville, but they're going to move now. I'm going to really miss them.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as Davis's are concerned, She works, he works, the kids go to school, and the brother and wife live in the back, and they have three little ones. But they don't even say hello, they don't say goodbye. But now when his mother lived there, she was real good neighbor. But they're not, they just don't pay no attention to you. And it's not that we're mad, we have never had no fights or anything, Meryl. But they just go on their business, they don't care whether you are here or there or what. But now her, see, they've been there 3 years. Now she'll come out on the porch and she'll say, hello, are you today? Or, are you doing anything? You want to go somewhere? She asked me why. Well, I said, no. I said, I have an appointment at 2 o'clock. She'll always say, well, do you want to go somewhere? We're going here, we're going there. And then they had a garden, and they have a son that's 15. Well, he dug up my garden for me. And if I needed a nail hit on a wall or anything in the house, because Jimmy isn't good at stuff like that, that kid would come over. I never had such good neighbors.
Yeah.
He'd do anything for you.
And that's what it was like during the Depression, when it was the whole neighborhood.
The whole neighborhood was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't know your neighbors. Then I have the one woman's across the street, an old maid, and she has a sick sister lives with her now, and the other sister lives on Davis Street. Well, they are three, they eat all the meals together, and they are lovely people. Now, across in my aunt's house, they're new people, and they don't speak to anybody. And that's the way the neighborhood is all the way down.
Yeah.
Nobody bothers with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that with your mom's? But they're the same neighbors, huh?
Yeah, they've been...
See, that's different.
Yeah, they've had the same neighbors
for a
long time.
But when you have them moving in and out,
you think times were safer then?
Oh, yeah. I'd go out at night, and of course, a lot of times we'd play ball out in front here. And I'd be the only girl. I'd play with all the boys in the neighborhood. We'd have all these telephone poles, our bases and everything. And then, over on Simon Street, there were some trees. We used to climb the trees. And the girl up part at Purvis lived on Lucy Street. I'd go up to her house at night, come home at night, and there was some on Sime Street I went to school with. I'd walk all the time.
Did you have street lights?
Yeah, but no one ever was afraid,
you
know? No, I wouldn't even go around the corner.
Yeah.
More safe then.
Did you lock your house?
No, the doors were always open.
That's unusual.
Years ago we got robbed.
Yeah. Okay, get
and now we go out. They close every window in the house, locks every door. And it's so hot when you come back, you don't let a window open.
No.
You don't? I know. You've got real finicky about it.
Okay, let's see. Just getting back to what you were doing during the Depression, you worked over in
East Palestine.
And then what happened after that?
Well, I came back and went to work at Sharon Steel and Plumbing Office.
Do you remember what time, or what year?
1936.
Okay.
Yeah, 1936. Until 46, because Jimmy was born that year. And then I quit, which was a big mistake. I should have taken a leave or something.
Yeah.
And went back and looked at the pension I would have had.
Okay, but you worked then in the employment office at Sharon Steel. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what year were you married?
1941.
Okay. Let's see.
Wait, did I tell you? Is that right? Yeah, I was married in 1941. I started Sharon Steel in 1936. Yeah, that's right. And you know, when I was younger, a lot of things that I did for pastime, I read a lot. And then my mother taught me embroidery, and I did that.
Yeah.
But I never learned to knit.
Was there a library?
Yeah, we'd walk to the Buell Library about two nights a week. We'd walk to the Buell Library and get books.
Was it free, or did you have
free.
To... Free. Free to anybody?
Yeah.
Even if you... Because like to now, if you live in Ohio,
you have to pay. But we didn't. I think we put... Well, our address was Sharon Hill. They didn't know the difference. See, our address was Sharon Hill. And we'd meet boys going and coming to the library. That was a big deal to get out and meet the boys.
Yeah.
We'd go to the library, but they didn't know what we were going for.
He came back with books.
He came back with
books. Okay. How do you think you might have benefited living through this time, even though it was hard times? Anything?
I was disappointed, though, Marilyn, because I wanted to go on to college, especially business college, and
mm-hmm.
I couldn't go. I was very disappointed.
I see. Your father just couldn't afford it. To send you.
Mm-mm. But when our bill came along 9 years later, he had the chance, but he didn't want it.
Uh-huh.
My mother wanted him to go to college, and he didn't want it. Their finances was different than
mm-hmm.
I always resented my parents. And, oh, boy, you couldn't have done nothing for me, but you were really on the ball for your son.
Mm-hmm. But it was just not the right
time. Yeah, it wasn't the right timing.
Mm-hmm. Are there any ways that you might have benefited, though?
Well, I think I have a better outlook. You know, with people,
mm-hmm.
I think you overlook a lot of things that some people, I think they resent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm more broad-minded.
I see. Okay. Can you remember what people did that were unemployed?
Oh, a lot of the fellows would play cards, I know.
Was there a lot of gambling?
No, they didn't gamble for money.
Oh.
They didn't have it, you know. But I know a bunch of them used to go down at the end of Sharon Steel. It was when there was more railroads, and they had a little watchman. They had a
mm-hmm.
little shanty.
Mm-hmm.
They used to always go down there and play cards. Not for money.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
Just to pass the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think some of them made home brew at home. And bottled it up and took it too.
Oh yeah. What did you do if a member of your family got sick at this time? Would the doctors come right to your home?
Yes, because my brother was born at home and I was born at home at Sime Street. We
uh-huh.
never went to the hospital.
I see.
No, the doctor would come to your home when you were sick.
Mm-hmm. Could you pay, if you didn't have money, could you pay him by some other means? Did that happen?
We didn't.
Uh-huh.
You know, it took a long time to pay the doctor bill.
Yeah.
Because the income was so bad. But I know they paid a little bit each month, whatever money they could scrape up, they
mm-hmm.
always paid the doctor. Maybe $5 or $10 a month, you know. It was
yeah.
very small.
Did your family have a garden?
Yes.
That helped?
And always canned.
Your mother canned?
My mother canned everything.
Mm-hmm.
Most people
were
doing all that hard work. She did.
Did you have any pets or any animals?
Yes, we always had a little dog.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother always had a couple of cats too.
Did you have any like chickens or?
Yes, she always raised chickens too.
Mm-hmm.
She always had chickens. She always would kill them, you know, like every Sunday we had a chicken dinner. She'd go out and kill one of the chickens.
Did you get your eggs from
yeah.
your chickens
yeah,
too?
Yeah, did.
Can you think of anything else you'd like to add? Okay, thank you very much.